This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talking about the fears that people in the United States have, especially those in the 25 to 34 year old age bracket, just absolutely irrational level.
I don't know what happened to those people. I mean, I can't imagine how a person becomes that terrified just constantly.
Well, I think you touched on it earlier. It's the helicopter parenting combined with the sort of fear-based inculcation that's going on at government schools, where there's just they're constantly being hit with what they need to be afraid of, and and they touched on this point in the movie V for Vendetta, right? Like, they need to remember why they need us. That was what Creedy, I think, was his name, or whatever the hell his name was.
I don't remember the context of that quote.
Creedy was the security agent, whoever the hell the big boss guy was in that particular movie, the big politician character, the Hitler-looking guy. They need to remember why they need us. And they need to be put in a state of fear, and then we need to be the ones, we being the government, which we aren't, but, you know, in the context.
Right.
The government needs to be the ones to provide them the solution. And so before we get into the stories, that I've got a few of them about the economy and how bad things are, here's what the government gangs are doing. And this is a clip that I saw on Twitter. The Real Daily Wire posts this.
That crazy lady?
Yep, that's her. The prime minister. She's not just any old crazy lady.
She's the top crazy lady.
Yeah, she's the top of the government food chain over there. And now they don't give us any, like, details. Where is she? When was this?
There's no context to what she's about to say that could possibly justify it or put it into a light where it doesn't sound that bad.
It seems obvious that it was within the last 2 years, if not more recent than that, because I would think that if this happened in 2020 or 2021, we would have caught wind of it. And we would have played this, because we played other clips.
Yeah, but there was so much craziness out of New Zealand and Australia around that time that something like this just may have gotten lost in all of it.
It's possible. But now we have it, and it's just over a minute in length. And this gives you sort of the other side of, well, we know they're trying to make people fear, but they also want to present themselves as the solution. They want to present themselves, the government gangs, as the answer, that which people can look to feel safe, and look to for the truth.
With the most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information.
No. No, you can't. You cannot trust a government person in any circumstance whatsoever.
Everything the state says is a lie.
They lie constantly.
You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health.
The Ministry of Health.
Ministry.
They love using that ministry of term.
For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumor you may hear. COVID-19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth.
We will continue to be your single source of truth. Dismiss anything else you hear. This woman actually said those words within the last 26 seconds.
I know, and they didn't tar and feather her, which I want to remind everyone does not necessarily cause any harm whatsoever. It's just humiliating.
If it's hot tar.
Yes, but it doesn't have to be hot tar. It can be like pine tar, which, you know, can just be very sticky. So I'm not saying they should have harmed this woman, but they should have embarrassed her to the extent that she never said anything this evil again.
That's the thing. She's talking to a population of people that are probably just as anxious and just as fear-oriented as the people in the United States. All these Western states or whatever have been inculcating people with fear constantly for generations. And so it builds on itself. We go on.
We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you are, our So I really ask people to focus.
And was this a great example of that? It appears to be this text which originated in Malaysia and has kind of has become a viral hoax in Australia and in New Zealand. How irresponsible is it, the people that are sharing that news of a lockdown imminent in New Zealand?
Yeah. And look, that's the kind of thing that adds to the anxiety that people feel.
Anxiety.
Weird. Well, I don't know why they'd be have anxiety over COVID-19 and fear and, you know, the lockdowns. And that's completely unfounded. There's no history of COVID-19 lockdowns or pandemic uncertainty or any of that nonsense, right?
Well, I think she's referring to anxiety about COVID-19, which, of course, they want people to be afraid of COVID-19.
Right, because then they can say evil things like this and people go, oh, well, yeah. Thank God they're telling us the truth.
And they want people to ignore their own eyes. They want you to ignore your own experience. All the COVID-19 fear, for the most part, was all on the media. It was all being presented to people. It wasn't so much in their real lives. People were not dropping dead in the streets. People right. weren't even dying in our lives, at least, very often. Now, there have been some people in the last 2 years that we know of who ostensibly died, quote-unquote, due to COVID.
But we could have said that whether or not COVID-19 happened. I mean, over a two-year period, it's extremely likely that some of us know some people who died.
That's the thing. I was going to say ostensibly. And that's what I said, ostensibly to COVID-19. There was a nice gentleman here in New Hampshire. He's a free stater. His name was Ken. He ran a great little restaurant, a little barbecue place. They took gold backs. They took, cryptocurrency. And Ken was very obese. And he was in his mid-60s. And he died a few months ago. It was, I think, earlier this year. And he was in the hospital prior to that. He'd allegedly had COVID. But was it because of COVID that he died? Or did he just die of, you know, heart condition that he had and have COVID when he died? And then, of course, they chalk it up to COVID. Right, so it's really hard to know for sure.
Certainly.
Another guy, Gene, the Christian anarchist, who's a longtime listener of the show, he died a year ago or whatever it was.
I mean, from what we understood, he was reasonably healthy, but he was also
74 or 73 or something. So he was at the age at which men tend to die. So there's just so much fear out there. Anyway, this is the rest of what Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, has to say.
So I continue to share the message. New Zealanders must prepare, but do not panic. Prepare. And when you see those messages, remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth. And I really ask people, just visit covid19.govt.nz. It has all of the up-to-date information.
Blah, blah, blah. Unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth.
It's so bizarre to me to have a government employee standing there like, everyone else is lying to you, but we're telling you the truth. I saw something today within the past few days that was really relevant, pertinent to this entire conversation, was that imagine being so crazy that you think the people telling you to go outside and exercise and to socialize with your friends and family and to eat healthy, eat organic and all these other things, imagine being so crazy that you think they're the conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who are lying to you and trying to get you to do unhealthy things by telling you to exercise and, you know, socialize with other human beings. Eat well. Stop eating McDonald's. Stop eating this overly processed cat food or whatever. And we're crazy because we're encouraging people to go outside and, you know, maybe get some exercise. Maybe go for a jog or something.
See somebody smile for once, you know. It's absolutely insane. It's why
smiles infectious or something like that?
They should be.
I was under the impression they were. Yawns certainly are.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if smiles. I mean, if you're around more people smiling, you're probably going to feel better.
That's what I would tend to
smile.
Think,
So I think so. And that's what they stole from us. One of the things they stole from us is the ability to actually see another human face and see a kind human face.
And this monumentally screwed up kids. I mean, all of this worth it?
We're only beginning to find out how bad this has harmed children.
I've got a friend who works in the, I think, the public school system here in Cheshire County. At least, I don't know exactly what school, but she is constantly talking about how these 17 and the 18-year-olds, that they have this mindset that their best years were stolen from them. And to me, that's kind of sad. If you're looking at your high school,
those
were the best years of my life. I mean, you've got to
be okay.
Yeah. But, you know, that's how they feel. They're like, you know, our best years were just stolen from us. And that's going to be with them for the rest of their lives. And the people who are even younger
are going
to...
they can change that belief if they want to.
Sure.
And I think your point is that they should change that belief because high school years are some of the dumbest years.
Absolutely. But there was still time stolen from them that they're never going to get back.
Yeah. And they were forced to live under conditions that they didn't consent to. The number 603-283-6160. But then again, that's true for all of us. 603-283-6160. You just make the best of it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here and you can join us. Talking about everything from the irrational fear that apparently, according to one study, most most Americans are living with on a daily basis.
I don't want to think about it in the context of most, but it is most 52% Americans.
52%, according to this study here with 2,000 people surveyed, so decent sample size. You want to comment on that? You're still welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're also getting into some economic-related news because things are bad out there as far as inflation is concerned. Of course, inflation is eating away at people's standard of living. It's harder to make ends meet for families across the United States. Of course, it's not just the United States that is dealing with a constantly inflating money supply. Every central bank all around the world, due to COVID, went crazy with money printing. And so,
you know, this is only going to make people more fearful. As we're watching in big cities like New York City and San Francisco right now, the more poor people become, the more desperate they become, the more likely they are to rob a place or to break into someone's home.
Yeah.
And steal something.
And we're talking about the desperate people just going in and robbing straight out of CVS stores and other retailers yesterday. So, again, all that's on the table. You can discuss that if you want. 603-283-6160. Something we really didn't get into in the last couple weeks is the official numbers for inflation. I touched on it briefly earlier. 9.1%, by the way, was the number for June. And
getting close to that 10% mark.
That's going to be a big number to cross. Now, I think that having looked at the statistics from the past several decades, 10% still isn't going to be a record high. They have had higher inflation numbers in the past, but they've also changed over time how they've calculated these numbers. And I believe one of those changes was made in the 1980s when they recalculated the CPI to be lower than it would have been previously. And so there's some company or some website that has, I think they call it like a shadow inflation number or something. I'll have to look and see.
Would that be like the real inflation? Because I imagine that the actual increase in prices, and again, inflation isn't the increase in prices, but that's how they define it, so that's what they mean here, is considerably higher than 10% over last year. I imagine if you buy a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread or whatever today, you're paying more than 9.1%, which is the number they give. In reality.
Yeah, I think the company is called Shadow Stats. John Williams, Shadow Government Statistics. And this compares the official CPI with the SGS, which is their, I believe, their version here. The CPI chart reflects our estimate of inflation for today. If it were calculated the same way it was calculated in 1990.
So they're not even using the real numbers. They're using the government's old methodology of calculating. I suspect then on that rate it's going to be like 22%. That's my guess.
The CPI on the alternate data series tab reflects CPI if it were calculated using the methodologies in place in 1980. So apparently it's changed more than once in the last 40 years. And in general terms,
this is what, you know, accountants call fudging the numbers. And it's generally frowned upon for you to just, we're not changing the values in these columns. We're just changing the way that we're calculating the values. That's deceitful. Mm-hmm. It's dishonest. It's a way of hiding the truth from people.
So according to this, it looks as though they're saying that, and it's not showing us a detailed chart as far as month-to-month in 2022, but the numbers are going up on both numbers, obviously, the government number and this Shadow Stats number. And according to the 1980-based number, the current rate of inflation as of June 2022 is over 15%. It looks like it's about 17.5%. Compared to the government number, which is 9.1%. So not quite double,
but close. Really close to it.
But close.
That sounds like the government. You know, they learned how to make inflation seems like it was cut in half.
Yeah. And if you look at all the headlines, if you look at what they're saying.
How do they get away with that nonsense, man?
The media just doesn't question. Most of the media just does what they're told. They just parrot the government press releases. And that's it. Although, to be fair to some in the media, there have been those clips of that new press agent for the White House. Have you seen her, the black lady that they hired?
No.
They used to have the redhead lady, and then they got rid of her, and they put this black lady in charge. And she's even worse than the redhead. I mean, obviously, their jobs is always to cover for the state and to distract and to change the topic. And she doesn't even come close to answering a question.
Really?
They'll ask her a question about inflation, and she'll just go off on something else and just completely try to distract from what the original. She doesn't even attempt to.
I assume they fired the other lady and hired her specifically for that reason.
I don't know.
Like, you're getting too close to telling the truth, lady.
They're changing out the deck chairs constantly in these administrations. But it's interesting because what happens in the mainstream press reports, what they'll say is inflation at a 42-year record high or 40-year record high, because they go back to like 1980, 82, in that range. There was also some pretty serious inflation apparently going on at that time. And that's right around the time when they changed these numbers, or 1990, right? They changed between the 80s and the 90s how they did this.
Right.
And so the number that we have today is not equivalent to how they were calculating it in the 1980s, but yet still the number that we have today is starting to, the official number, the 9.1% now, is still as high as it was in like 1982, when the reality is it may be even higher or...
It saddens me that people are following. This is fundamentally no different from Venezuela knocking off three zeros from their currency.
It's not as desperate.
It's not, but it's every bit as deceitful, and it's done for exactly the same reasons, to hide how badly they screwed up the money supply. And just as in Venezuela, no one's questioning it. Everyone's just going with it, assuming everything is fine. The media's not questioning it. They're not doing their job. And no one's sitting around going, wait a minute. This used to be a $10,000 note, when now it's a $10 note. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing going on here in the United States, where, this $100 bill doesn't buy as much as it did 20 years ago.
They haven't gotten to the point of reissuing new currency, redenominations.
It's inevitable, though.
Or anything. It will be a real sad day for the United States when and if it comes to that. They may have some other tricks up their sleeve to try to, deal with these things. But
I mean, this is the trick up their sleeve right now, is that they just change the way they're calculating how screwed up you are as a result of their direct actions.
I'll see if I can find the chart of the numbers from back in the 80s, because I feel like I remember it went over 20%, which would mean that 17% isn't quite to that level yet, but boy, is it close. And they're not going to slow down the money printing, I don't think. So, I mean, I don't think they have any plans to do that.
No, and prices don't go away, so this 17% or whatever, it's on top of that 20% from the 80s or whatever.
Yeah, it's here to stay, for sure. Somebody just put in an image on social media that I saw of a lady gassing her car up in the 1970s. I think it was like 1974, and it was 48 cents a gallon.
That's higher than I would have expected, honestly.
Yeah, well, they were still inflating back then, I guess. But still, now it's 10 times more today than what it was back then. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to talk about the economy, you're welcome to join us here. Again, it's 9.1% according to the official numbers at the Consumer Price Index. But there's also what they call the Wholesale Price Index. And those numbers are in the double digits. In fact, we'll talk about how it's affecting a lot of these companies that are making the products that you're buying. It's free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy around the world is slowing. The International Monetary Fund slashing its projections for economic growth to 3.2% this year. Next year's forecast looks even weaker, with the IMF citing inflation and the war between Ukraine and Russia, among other factors. The Commerce Department will release new GDP figures Thursday. Republican Congressman Michael Walz is critical of the Biden administration's handling of inflation, saying it won't deter Russia's president from the war on Ukraine.
As long as gas prices stay as high as they are, Putin will have as much as he needs to continue his war machine.
Record-breaking rainfall is causing flash flooding near St. Louis in Illinois. So far, one person has died, and at least 70 people have had to be rescued. USA Radio News. As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, fentanyl continues to be smuggled in the United States.
Two Washington state men were arrested for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. Juan Hernandez and Alejandro Velasquez were arrested after agents casing a parking lot in Bellingham saw them with the duffel bag and made the arrests. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More coronavirus cases in the United States are being blamed on the BA5 variant of Omicron. The CDC saying it's responsible for about 82% of the variants that are in circulation for the week that ends on Saturday. It comes as President Biden's doctor says the commander-in-chief was likely infected by that variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Open here, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And we've been talking about inflation. The official number, CPI, 9.1%. Up, by the way. So it's been, there was that one month, I think it was April, where it like dipped from 8.5 to 8.3%, but then it went back up to like 8.6 or something, I think, in May. And now, according to this, the June numbers are now 9.1%. This is the official government number, which has been manipulated over the years. According to shadow government, shadowstats.com, they say that it changed, the government changed how they calculated things in 1990. And so they look at the old 1980s calculation. They take the same statistics or whatever that the government's using for calculating these things, and they say, oh, well, here's how y'all did it 40 years ago in 1980, and if you did it the same way you did it in 1980...
I mean, that seems like the most reliable way of actually fairly calculating it.
That would be right. Comparing apples to apples.
Yes.
Which is what is not happening now. When the mainstream media reports on the CPI at 9.1%, they say, it's as high as it was in 1982. No. It's actually higher, apparently, than it was in 1982, because you're not comparing apples to or apples to apples. If you compare apples to apples, if you look at the current inflation under the old calculation numbers, according to shadowstats.com, it is currently over 15%. It is at around 17%, it looks like, here on this chart. And so I did pull up the historic inflation rate. So looking at the government's own numbers, according to tradingeconomics.com. So they go back all the way to, like, 1914.
Wow.
With these numbers.
All the way back to the foundation of the Fed, essentially.
Yes. And according to the government's own numbers, the peak in 1980. So remember, they're saying it's right now, the headlines are it's at a 40-year record high because it's higher now than the official numbers were in 1982.
But the higher it gets, the longer that time frame is going
to
get as well.
Correct. And so what was the record high in the 1980s when it was peaking there? It was apparently in 1980. Now, I'm only looking at a chart that shows all 80 years or whatever it's been, or 100.
Sadly, it also won't show the cause. You know, what happened in 1980?
There's money printing.
In the
What else could it be?
Okay, fair. But I mean, what cause? What did the government use as the justification for that money printing?
Good question. If I'm sure some of our listeners that are older than we are could give us that answer.
It was Vietnam.
Duh. In 1980? No, that was over.
That would have been. Was it Vietnam in the 70s though?
Uh huh. Yeah. Vietnam was the late 60s and
the results
early
of paying
70s.
For that would have hit. I would imagine around the 1980s.
But there's another spike. It looks like on the chart earlier.
Okay.
Than the 80s. So. Anyway, it was 1980, and it looks like it topped out at about 15%. So according to the Shadow Stats calculations, the current number is 17% or higher, maybe 17.5%. It's hard to get a real clue from the chart that they're showing here. So that would mean that it's actually higher than it was in 1980, higher than it was in 1970, higher than it was in 1960. And so you have to go all the way back to the other spike. So the only other spike of inflation on this chart that's higher than 1980 would have been, it looks like, just before 1950. I'm not sure exactly what year because it's not one of those interactive charts where you can like hover over it and see exactly where it is. And it went up to about 20%.
But that's what we'd expect post-World War II, that in that era.
Yeah, so it went up to about 20% on the chart. And we're at 17-something percent today, according to the Shadow Stats number.
And that is the number that the government has always used until the 90s, where they're like, you know, this inflation thing is looking really bad. Let's change the equation so that we can lie to people about how bad it really is, and they won't have to know.
Unless they changed it in the 1980s as well, or like in the 70s. Who knows? I mean, they might have changed it more than once.
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, there's somehow that the USD has lost something like 96, 97% of its purchasing power. And inflation since then isn't, you know, 1900% or whatever it would come out to be at that rate. So they're doing something with the numbers to hide all of that.
If you want to jump into the conversation, because again, these are just the official government numbers, and we know that probably whatever they were doing in 1980 was probably still manipulating the numbers and massaging them.
No, they weren't telling the truth.
Right. So what you should consider the government number is the absolute bare minimum. It's not the truth. The truth is somewhere higher than that. But it's the amount they are willing to admit to. And so now we know what that is. Now the official.
And then on top of that, they're lying about what inflation even is. So they're just.
That's right.
They're not lying just to lying about how bad it is.
Yep.
They're lying about what it is. They're saying that it's the increase in prices, and of course that's not true.
No.
The inflation causes. It's one of the causes of the increase in prices.
Right,
the actual inflation is just them printing money out of the blue. It's them counterfeiting the money that you're using in your life.
Wholesale prices. So they have the two different numbers. There's the CPI, that's the consumer price index, and then there's also the wholesale or the producer price, the PPI. That is up to 11.3% in June. So, of course, anybody knows, like, if the wholesalers are paying more for the products, eventually those prices are going to go up at the, you know, the grocery counter or the department store checkout or wherever it is that you're going. So,
or the portions are going to get even smaller.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. They're really slimmed down as it is. But so again, all these numbers just keep going up. So how do companies deal with it? Well, we know they do shrinkflation, or that's kind of the term for it, where they shrink the quantities. And
they can't get away with that anymore unless they take the toilet paper approach, where they give you, you know, now it's 6 boxes of cereal for the price of, for the, that used to be 5 boxes, but in reality is the equivalent of 4 boxes, or toilet paper math is what I'm calling it these days.
Well, don't forget, they also can make the squares smaller on the toilet paper. They can do fewer numbers.
Didn't Kleenex do that or something like that?
I'm sure they've all done it.
But I seem to recall we covered it, where like Kleenex, they took it and half an inch off of East One, and you know, no one noticed, but it increased the amount of, you know, Kleenex that they had to sell or whatever.
Yeah, and of course they keep the price the same. So these are all ways that they're dealing with it. But after you've slimmed down the Gatorade bottle so far that people are starting to notice it, you're going to have to raise the price because government isn't going to keep, you know, like we said, they're not going to slow down the inflation. So at some point, you cannot slim it down any further, and you have to start raising prices. So what's happening? They're starting to raise prices. According to DNYUZ, which is a website we learned actually copies stories, so apparently it was from originally in the New York Times.
Yeah, but they don't monetize it in any sort of way. They don't have a social media page that they're trying to direct people to.
They just want the information out.
Yeah, and good on them for that.
Yep. So New York Times, a day after Walmart warned investors that its profit would shrink as rising prices forced shoppers to make fewer purchases at its stores, Unilever, the consumer goods giant whose products line retailer shelves, reinforced that message.
See, that's scary because I've never heard, I think I've heard of Unilever, but I can't think of any specific product that they make.
There's a good chance it's one of your shampoos. They do a lot of that kind of stuff, but they also do food products as well. They got a U logo. It looks like it's filled with germs. It's a really weird-looking logo.
I mean, I don't doubt that at all. That's this company that,
huge.
You know, I've never even heard of, makes half of the stuff probably on Walmart store shelves.
On Tuesday, the maker of Dove soap, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and Hellman's mayonnaise said it raised prices until they were 11% higher than in the same quarter last year, offsetting a 2% decline in the volume of things that consumers bought. It was the fourth consecutive quarter in which prices outpaced volume growth at the company. Unilever raised its forecast for revenue this year, but said its profit would likely be at the bottom of its expected range. They said their costs, driven by an increase in the prices of plastics, palm oil, aluminum, and other commodities, would rise by 4.6 billion euros this year, more than three times its costs last year. That's the most important takeaway here. This company, who is only raising prices 11%, is saying their costs are now three times what they were last year.
Pretty significant. And what is the cause of that?
Yeah, what is that going to mean? Well, it's for a variety of things, right? So there's inflation, but then there's supply chain issues and, you know, difficulty getting products from one country or another.
Like Ukraine or Russia, perhaps.
Or China, where just sometimes, like Shanghai, we're going to shut the whole city down for 3 months. Good luck getting a shipment out of there. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's pretty crazy stuff going on out there, and you can share your experiences here with us on Free Talk.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about inflation. We looked at the numbers and compared the official numbers of today with what the official numbers would have been if they used the calculations that they used in the 1980s. Seeing an Aria in the studio tonight, you can join us and bring up whatever you want. In fact, we asked aloud. Why? Because you and I, you know, we're on the younger side. I'm in my early 40s. You're in somewhere in the 30s range, Aria, as I understand it.
Yeah.
That, you know, we weren't really, I was barely breathing, you know, when the 1980 inflation spike happened, where it went up as high as apparently 15%, according to previous charts.
There was a gas shortage then as well, right?
That was in the late 70s, if I recall correctly. But okay. Luckily, we have Rick on the line.
Oh, good.
Calling from Tennessee. He was around during those times. And, Rick, you wanted to share what you believe the causes were from your experience. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will. Be glad to do that. And to be fair about it, yes, oil prices were out of sight. Mm-hmm. There was also another side issue. There was a big issue in Russia with the wheat. There wasn't much of a harvest, so there's a big supply shortage there. But, guys, the biggest thing that caused that whole fiasco, I can sum it up in two words. His name was Jimmy Carter. He was not as bad as President Biden, but he was pretty damn close. He was one of the worst. He's the worst president in my lifetime until Joe Biden.
Wow.
He wanted to ration gas. He wanted to step in and do what liberals always want to do. They want to throw money at the problem. Social spending, Jimmy Carter. That's exactly what caused it in the 1970s, and a lot of people just about lost everything they had.
Well, if you actually have money, throwing money at a problem is, I mean, generally a good way of making those problems go away. It's at least a way of making problems go away. The issue with the government is that they don't have any money. They have to counterfeit the money that's out there in order to, you know, pay for these things, and that just makes everyone poorer.
Well, what was the reason? I mean, obviously we can say bad president, but what were the excuses that were being used at the time for the money printing? Like, you know, during COVID, it was COVID, war, right? So during, you know, the previous Bush and Clinton and Obama, it's ongoing war in the Middle East. So what was the excuse during Jimmy Carter? Oh, did we lose him?
That sounds that way because, I mean, there was a lot of background noise when we had him.
Sounded like he was on the road.
What I'm going to hear is that it was, I'm curious now, so what caused the early 1980s recession and all of that sort of stuff? It's going to take me a minute to actually find the answer through all the fluff that this article throws out, but
see what you can dig up.
It's the same sort of question that we had with the Great Depression. What caused the Great Depression? Where did all the money go? Suddenly everyone is poor. What the hell happened? And we see the same thing in the 1980s, and we see the same thing today. You know, what caused all of these things? And there's no one thing you can point to and say, see, that was what caused it.
Well, what causes inflation is printing money. And so we know what causes inflation. The question is, what was their excuse? What were they telling people of, here's why we need another, it wasn't trillions of dollars back then. They didn't print near as much back in those days. But, you know, for the however many hundreds of billions or tens of billions or whatever it was that they were printing up.
It was an increase in the unemployment rate from 7% to about 10.8%. So, I mean, roughly 50% more than it was. And it was the oil crisis. And that's what they keep citing as the biggest driver of inflation back then, was the oil crisis. And I can imagine, you know, there was an oil thing going on. And so the government was like, well, we're going to print a bunch of money to solve this problem. And that was what actually caused, you know, the inflation. But they're blaming the oil crisis that happened back then, and that seems to be the answer that they're going with.
All right. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. We were talking about the official numbers. They're out 9.1% CPI for June, 11.3%. And so now what is happening, what is going to happen, I think it's expected this week, Aria, the Federal Reserve is going to respond. And they're going to do likely the same thing they did last month, which was raise what they call the basis points. And this starts to get into the world of finance that I get a little, you know, confused. I'm not a financial expert.
Where our eyes just sort of glaze over.
As I understand it, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong on this, my understanding is the more the Federal Reserve raises these interest rates, so they have a certain interest rate that they charge, and I believe it's the banks that have to pay that rate. So the more they raise that rate, the more the banks are going to raise their rates.
Right.
And so therefore,
because the bank is borrowing it from the Fed at, you know, 0.5% or whatever, but they have to make that back from you.
Correct.
So they have to charge you 0.7% or 1% or whatever.
Exactly. And so now it's much more than 1%.
Well,
now
that's if you have excellent, you know, 850 credit score.
Not even. The mortgage prices are going up quite a bit. It's going to slow down this crazy housing market. You remember last year people could put a house on the market and it's gone in 5 days.
I've noticed that.
And people were bidding on houses or bidding wars. Prices were going up above what the asking prices were. You're going to start to see that change because, mortgages are getting more expensive now.
It's already changing, isn't
it? Yeah, it's already changing because the feds have already raised rates, I think, twice this year. And they've raised them at, I don't know if it's record forever kind of records rates, but record raises, but very large raises, as I understand it, like 0.75 basis points, I believe, is what they did last time. And they're talking apparently about doing another 0.75 this month. So that hasn't gotten official yet. We don't know. You know, maybe it'll be half a point or whatever, but maybe it'll be a whole point. Who knows?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that this is not going to it's not going to undo inflation. And inflation is like a balloon, right? This number that we're talking about, that's how fast they're pumping air into that balloon. Just because they slow that number down doesn't mean they're letting any of that air out. The balloon's still getting bigger. It's just getting bigger at a slightly smaller rate.
But they lie to people on this issue, and they say, like all the media talk about the Federal Reserve and changing these interest rates or raising these rates is the Federal Reserve is ready to fight inflation by raising interest rates.
And they're one of the primary causes of inflation.
Yes, they are the primary cause.
I don't know. With the reduction of the fractional reserve to 0%, I think a lot of the average banks out there are probably causing quite a bit of inflation themselves.
I see what
days.
You mean when the banks are issuing loans, they're creating it out of thin air.
Right, and now they no longer have to have any reserves.
Okay, that is a factor. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, so
But the government is still, the U.S. government is still spending way more money than anyone else, and they are borrowing it, I think, from the Fed in return for Treasury notes, and it all gets very stupid and very confusing.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe that's where the point is coming from when they claim that they're going to fight inflation. Maybe because rates are going up, banks aren't going to be making as many loans, and so therefore there won't be as much bank-created inflation happening. But of course, the government's still going full bore. We need another $1 trillion for Ukraine. Right? So, I mean, there's always some new explanation, some new excuse for ongoing money printing way beyond whatever they have budgeted for. So that is what is not going to slow down, regardless, because those interest rates do not affect, you know, what the government does, as I understand it. Those are only for private loans, right? If I'm wrong about that, please give us a call. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But there's already signs that the housing market is slowing down. We've heard from people who are in the real estate business who've said that there are more people that are bailing. So they were looking to buy a house, so they were under contract or getting close to getting under a contract or whatever to buy a house, and then the rates went up. Like, okay, well, now I can't afford the mortgage, so I'm not going to buy this house, and they back out of the deal, even sometimes losing money because you put a little bit of money up front.
Yeah, but better to lose, you know, $30,000 now instead of $300,000.
Not that much.
You know, yeah, but instead of
a few thousand bucks or something like that. But
I want to know what's going on with the used car market, because they're all up as well, like something to 50, 60, 70%. I've heard that it's because it's more difficult to get newer cars now because of the supply shortages and all of the chip shortages and that nonsense. But still,
well, plus people are, if they're cutting back, if it's, you know, getting more expensive to live, if you were able to afford a new car, maybe you're not able to afford a new car now.
That's also true.
Maybe some people that were on the edge, people that were leasing previously, now they want to buy a car, but they can't afford a brand new car, so they go and they buy a used car.
Well, there's almost no benefit to buying a brand new car in the first place. I mean, it's just a fashion symbol at that point.
All right, so the number here, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. So we had just started a story up about big companies like Unilever, which is a major, mega, like, corporate food and bathroom product kind of manufacturer, and we're looking at the story here about what are they doing, how are they dealing with the situation that, you know, is presenting itself with incredible inflation, and apparently, according to Unilever, their costs have risen 4.6 billion euros, which is more than three times its cost last year. That's insane.
It makes you wonder how they're getting away with only 11% increase in price.
Yeah, so they're going to be passing higher prices on to shoppers, and we'll talk a little bit more about what that means, and you can share your experience if you want to jump in here at 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.